it was half past four. Hey, bartender.
One beer.
Hey, bartender.
Two beers.
Draw one, two, three more glasses of beer.
Billy Carter, Jimmy Carter's brother, had his beer. Maybe Hillary should have her own brand, too.
Thank you.
Give me another beer.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt. I have some good news for you today. If we don't spread gossip, we won't regret what we've said. There was once a man who spread a lot of gossip, and after losing most of his friends, he went to see a pastor and asked him how he could make things right. In reply, the pastor asked the man to climb to the top of the church bell tower with him. Once there, the pastor took a feather pillow and tore it open, allowing all the feathers to be carried off by the wind. Then he turned to the man and handed him the empty pillowcase. When you bring back all the feathers, he said, you will have made things right. The moral of the story is that although we can ask for forgiveness, we can never take our words back. That's why Proverbs 18:8 warns us, words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to a man's inmost parts. People are eager to hear juicy gossip, and opinions are formed whether or not the information is true. So let's be careful not to spread gossip today. That way, tomorrow, we won't regret what we've said. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, senior pastor of Center Point Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and yes, we are having a huge sale. We have a number of really nice sets where you can get the king for a queen price, other sets with free box springs with the mattress, and many discounted sets. But why would you buy from Mr. Sandman? There are good mattresses sold all over town. Well, we are locally owned, carry the largest selection of mattresses in the area, many unique to Central Alabama. We are always having a sale, and we actually have mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. Most of our competitors push the same brands. Mr. Sandman offers models from Serta, Scandinavian, Restonic, Jameson, King Coil, Bed Boss, Sutherland, and others. My employees are nice, not pushy, and we don't get upset if you want to shop around before making a decision. We stock beds and headboards and have the best prices on power adjustable bases. We have some full-size and California King adjustable bases in stock at clearance prices on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive is your local trusted source for tires and auto repair in the River Region. We do it all, from oil changes to engine transmission repair, even those pesky check engine lights. We also handle over 80 brands of tires, all at the best prices. We have stores located in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka for your convenience. We can also handle your fleet business, accepting Donlin, ARI, Element, WEX, and more. We also accept your Bridgestone, Firestone, and Car Care One credit cards. Check out our website, AutoSaveTires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
Twinkle, twinkle, big swamp star, career politician and lobbyist you are. Voted for the largest tax in state history, $1 billion from you and me. Twinkle even cut deals for special interest dough, a career politician lobbyist new low.
Swamp star Twinkle Kavanaugh is lying about conservative outsider Will Ainsworth because Twinkle is the one who didn't support Trump. The truth, Will Ainsworth proudly supports Trump and campaigned for him against crooked Hillary, calling Trump the only choice for true conservatives. So when you hear Twinkle's lies, remember.
Twinkle, twinkle, big swamp star, career politician and lobbyist you are. Voted for the largest tax in state history.
Twinkle Kavanaugh, another lying career politician, swamp lobbyist, bureaucrat, or Will Ainsworth, the pro-Trump conservative outsider Alabama needs.
Hey, for my friends of Will Ainsworth, 7520 Browns Valley Road, Gunnersville, Alabama, 35976.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
The intense Alabama summertime heat will stay in place for the next few days. Today's high temperature in the middle 90s, heat index 100 to 105, plenty of sunshine, only isolated or widely separated storms around. Low tonight in the mid-70s. Tomorrow and Friday, we'll do it again with high temperatures in the middle 90s again. Triple-digit heat indices, a little better coverage on those scattered afternoon and evening storms. And then over the weekend, low to mid-90s, more scattered storms. Our weather app will keep you on top of the tropics, and plus, when you take it on the road, it'll bring you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, and warnings for that particular area. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
way he possibly could. Get a bunch of fresh new baby parts from Planned Parenthood. The latest and the totally would be okay, but she wanted a Lamborghini so he'd have to pay. Oh no, the dude was hiding a GoPro. The abortion lady did not know. Then he released a video. The outrage, it began to grow towards Planned Parenthood. They said the video was cut in a deceptive way. Plus, selling chopped up baby was completely okay. If you wanna buy some organs or a heart or a hand, the price is just a matter of supply and demand. Panic mode, it's the war on women, don't you know? Conservatives are trying to throw women's rights right out of the window. But if you want a finger or a toe, just stop by Planned Parenthood.
Clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
That's a great election platform. They're so excited about terminating life. Good for you. It's 3:09, it's happy hour. I'm Greg Hughes, Joey, and Dana and Jeff are joining us in.
And here they are.
Please clap.
You said Dana and Jacqueline, Delkin Tomlinson?
That Dana and that Jacqueline.
Yes. Oh, they're going to be here soon. Nice. I'll have to be on my best behavior.
I'm trying to wrap my mind around some of the stuff I looked at today. This is getting to me. It is. And I was down visiting with the boss, and he says, "You getting tired of this?" I said, "Well, yeah, sometimes I am." Because Joey wants, you know, we got to get Joey more hours and sure. Blah, 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 yeah. So, well, it's not the job I'm tired of. It's the crap in the news that gets me down every day. Well, I was looking at tweets that were sent out to Doug Jones by a-holes that, "Hey, we got out and voted for you. We came from all kinds of other states just to make sure that, you know, you won your election in Alabama," because he's hedging. Now, he's not up for re-election, but he's hedging on the Supreme Court nominee. Because Donald Trump picked him, so he's got to be Satan, right?
Oh, sure.
In the meantime, there are quite a few red state Democrats in the Senate that are saying, "Well, I'm not going to, you know, automatically reject this guy," because they want to keep their jobs. So, but it's this frenzy on abortion. I've always kind of had a rule. I don't want to discuss it. Mm-hmm. It just goes nowhere. But I never thought I'd see it used with such fervor as a campaign tool. That this sadly begotten, you know, right to terminate a human life because it's inconvenient or an imposition or too expensive, whatever. That's what gets me down. The state of humanity today, the insanity. They're just bonkers. And that goes straight to the top of the party, too. Like Jean Carré, who gave us these words of wisdom.
"In America, you have a right to be stupid."
He's calling Trump a disgraceful president because he's asking NATO to, "Hey, pay your share of the freight here. We've come over and saved you." It's like that little mayor of London made a statement, and somebody followed up, "Hey, how's it going over there in America?" And the response was, "Well, how's it not speaking German over there?" Which you would be if we had not gotten involved in World War II. Short memories, you know? And then we spend all that time, you know, protecting Germany from Russia. And then Germany puts itself in a position of great vulnerability with them. And they wonder, you know, all Trump's doing is calling them out, being honest. And that's disgraceful because we're not running around apologizing for America anymore. Arrogant, dismissive. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Look at all these pictures. Open mouths, wide-eyed, crazy people. And I just saw a headline on Drudge about voter enthusiasm works for Dems in tight races. So what is it there that you hate about what's going on right now? The fact that the economy's growing, that most people are taking home more money, there's more opportunity out there. Why does everybody hate that?
I have a simple theory, and it applies, I think, across the board. In this case, it applies definitely to the Democrats. It's simply that their people that they identify with aren't in power, and they want it.
Yeah?
Yep. Pretty much.
This little scariest person in politics right now is this little queen they just anointed out of the Bronx.
Oh, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez?
Yeah.
I remember her name because I find it incredibly sexy. Not her politics, just the name.
She's the girl that looks like she just saw her first penis.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Which can be a confidence booster for some. Anyway.
That look on her face does nothing for me. I'm just telling you.
No. But you are a titan among
men.
She's
a fraud. I'm a girl from the Bronx. She's not from the Bronx. She was raised in Westchester. Had quite a successful career with capitalism. But now she's a socialist. Which is very easy to promote, Bernie Sanders, from the front of your $70,000 sports car, right? We all going to get one of those when socialism becomes the way of the world here?
Yeah, of course.
People are just so ignorant. We've succeeded in dumbing up enough people to where they're voting on feelings.
Well, I shared something today that was very...
Personalities over principles.
It was very capitalist pig of me. And it's Elon Musk.
Yeah.
And he said, he first put out a tweet. We're going to get into a tweet war here. He said, ironically, the quote-unquote billionaire label, when used by media, is almost always meant to devalue and denigrate the subject. I wasn't called that until my company's got a certain size, but reality is that I still do the same science and engineering as before. Just the scale has changed. Somebody responded, somebody named Aaron on Twitter to Mr. Musk, "You literally are a billionaire. Literally. It is not ironic in any way. You weren't called a billionaire until you were a billionaire. If you think it's a negative label, maybe it's because it means you're hoarding money and resources from the rest of the world." Musk responded to Aaron.
What did he say?
He said, "No, it means I created jobs for 50,000 people directly and through parts suppliers and supporting professions, approximately 250,000 people indirectly, thus supporting 500,000 families. What have you done?" Now, Elon Musk is no saint. There's plenty to criticize, but just to go, "You're hoarding money." No, he's number one, revolutionized the space industry with SpaceX. And more companies, more and more governments will be relying on SpaceX to send things to the International Space Station instead of relying on cosmonauts in Mother Russia. Oh, excuse me, did I say Mother Russia? I mean Russia. Or the former Soviet Union.
Wait, do you see what I'm about to post here? This is why I'm finding it tougher and tougher to come in here. This is a poll from... majority of Americans name Obama the best president in their lifetime. He was great. Yeah, he was great, all right. He got us Donald Trump. So thanks, Obama. We appreciate it. The best president in their lifetime. A guy who achieved what? Achieved what? Drove up our health care costs? Led the worst economy post-depression, post-recession in the last 100 years? Got us all fighting against the Trump didn't start all this division crap. He did. I don't want to live in this country. If that's the way it is, if that's their perception, if that's the reality to that many people, we're F beyond repair. I'm going to post it just to see what we get. Best president in their lifetime. Why don't you tell us about Eddie Bader?
Oh, Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group.
Yeah.
Well, if you're interested in selling your home, don't just put up an online listing. Call Eddie Bader at 322-0662. If you're interested in buying a home, even if you're a little hesitant because it's your first time buying, you think you don't make enough money, but you're continuing to rent and rent and rent, month after month, year after year, then you need to call Eddie Bader at 322-0662, because he'll open your eyes up to the opportunities for even folks who might consider themselves low income. Maybe you're not as low income as you thought, and owning can be much better for your financial situation than continuing to rent. But also, I want to give a unique opportunity. I just got off the phone with Eddie a few minutes ago, and he said they are having an open house at two different addresses this Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. Again, this Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m., you can visit 2023 Ellen Street in Cloverdale, a magnificent, very rare find in Cloverdale, one bedroom, one bath. Could be great to live in if you're a single person, or it could be great to own and rent out. Very great find in Cloverdale. And the other property is 6100 Ashwood Court in Woodmere. Three bedroom, two bath. Again, these are both addresses for open houses this Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. But maybe you're busy on Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. Eddie's all right with that. You can always give him a call, and he'll show you either of these addresses or much more that fits your needs if you are looking to purchase a home. So again, give Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group a call, 322-0662.
I'm not done yet.
You're not done yet? Well, I don't know. I'm just a little fed up myself, Greg.
Yeah.
Not with the job. I'm enjoying the job, just like you are. But like on this NATO thing, it's so stupid the way we're arguing over something that I think is incredibly complicated, has a historical perspective to it. And I think what Trump's doing, to put it in simple terms, is consolidating the empire. We can't afford to protect Europe anymore. Especially when we're trying to pivot to Asia and contain China. So, you guys either need to pony up or the jig is up.
You know, the same thing's going on over there that's going on here with the media. The media around the world is just pathetic. They were touting this big rally in Belgium. Thousands of anti-Trumpers, you know, like two dozen people showed up. Because in other countries, Brexit was a clear indication of that. They want their country's identity to stand. They don't want to become another street on the block of the world, which is what the globalist plan is. We're just like everybody else. And the only way that could ever work is if our lifestyles were greatly diminished by the redistribution of wealth. And I really don't think most people in their heart of hearts want that. I really don't. Let's hope the hell not. All right, we're going to turn it around here quickly. We're going to Baumhauer's after the show. And we hope you'll join us. Maybe we can lift each other's spirit. I don't, you know, it's just...
Well, and are we going to get to ask Dana and Jacqueline about Mr. Kavanaugh?
Yeah.
Nice.
I plan to. And maybe they can give me some insights on this other issue that I just don't understand.
Are you going to buy them fried pickles tonight?
Sure. even though they're no fried pickles are no longer tax deductible.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier. How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStar offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save hundreds with them. As an independent agency with over 20 of the top-rated national carriers like Travelers, Cincinnati, Auto Owners, Progressive, Encompass, Chubb, and Pure, to name a few, MyStar is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Their reputation speaks for itself, as it is unrivaled in the River Region. Since their inception in 1929, almost 90 years ago, they've gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStark Insurance and on Instagram and Twitter under MyStark. You can visit their site at MyStark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomason, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
Pros and the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's makes it easy for pros to save money every day on building materials and supplies, especially when you buy in bulk. Get 20% off select shingles when you buy one pallet or more. Plus, get in and out quickly with help at the Pro Desk from our dedicated associates and the convenience of Pro Checkout, all at your nearby Lowe's. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. While supplies last, see store for details.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while the choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show. Noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's almost over. You don't care who wins the World Cup. The matches seem to go on and on and on. The scores are low and, well, the United States wasn't even in it. Well, now, Steven Spielberg is bringing action and adventure to soccer. Coming in 2022, Jurassic World Cup.
Oh, just Hugo Lloris. Well, that was just three passes. And it comes to Müller. Okay, worth a hit from there.
Jurassic World Cup. Next time around, you won't miss a game. May the best team survive.
Short wave. Take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
In the World Cup, Croatia, it's an overtime.
Oh, really?
Croatia has scored, and it's now Croatia 2, England 1. And I'm rooting for Croatia here.
Yeah, you're tired of...
Well... I mean,
the Brits.
England's just been so stupid lately.
Well, and, you know, sometimes they get that way. That's why we open up a big can of whoop ass on them at Yorktown during the Revolution. Sometimes, you know,
is that where that happened?
Yeah, yeah, it did happen there.
it's 3:26. We like to redeem the winning word early on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So that if you win it right now, the $20 Baumhauer's Victory Grill gift card, you can pick it up and go straight to Baumhauer's and join us after the show tonight. How's that for a plan? So if you have it from this morning's show, I need it from you right now at 272-9228. 272-9228 for those of you listening on our SAP channel. That's Arieco 334-272-9228. And there they are. Oh, France is heading to the final. How exciting. All right, so the lines will open up here as soon as our 38-minute delay kicks in and people hear what I do. There we go. All right, you are caller one. Thanks for trying. Caller two, we appreciate the effort. Caller three, good work. Just not... What am I saying? Caller four, Close, but no cigar for you. And you are color five, and you get the... Now we really feel the pain. And now we find out who is on line six. What's your name? Hello? Yes. You're color six. We need that word.
Surprise!
No, that's not it.
Oh, crap. I should have looked at my notes.
No, it's not surprise. Thanks for trying. Surprise. Okay, so you get a shot at it now. Do you have the winning word from today?
Goal.
No.
That was yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I'm committing suicide, I think, by 4 o'clock today. Who's this?
It's Mark.
All right, Mark. If you don't have the winning word, I'm keeping the gift card for myself.
Well, I just think I happen to have it.
Well, what is it?
How about special?
Yeah! You saved his life!
Yeah, you did. I think this heat, too, is not helping the situation. Yeah, special's the word. Special's every day on the menu at Baumhauer's. So hang on, and young Joey here will get you jam up and jelly tight with a $20 Baumhauer's Victory Grill gift card. And to everybody that tried, and to the two that thought they had the word and didn't, I'm sorry, man, but you know the rules is the rules, so we got to do it the way the rules tell us, or I can get in all kinds of trouble. We don't want that to happen. It is 3:28. I stopped by Infusion today for some cryotherapy and to pick up a bottle of glutathione. For those of you who like to take the benefits of Infusion with you, they sell it at Infusion Wellness Center. It's a white bottle. You just put a few drops in with some juice, apple juice or orange juice. It doesn't taste terrible. It's just better when you drink it with something that has a little flavor in it. And it's the number one antioxidant on the planet. And you can also have it as part of an IV. The IV solutions at Infusion, especially with this heat, oh, man, it's just beating us down. But when you get one of the, like the Myers cocktail IV vitamin therapy, that'll give you an energy boost, help you deal with the sluggishness of this intense heat. Infusion, the cryotherapy chamber, is a three-minute experience that will rejuvenate you from head to toe. Get your circulation going, because everything you need to feel better is in the blood. It just gets these therapies get your blood performing at maximum level for maximum result. So if you're interested, call 296-1662. 296-1662. Lori was there this afternoon. She'll be happy to answer any questions you might have and schedule you for a consultation. InfusionCryoAndLaser.com online. Again, the number to make an appointment is 296-1662.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. For portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning, you can trust Formal Outings.
Good afternoon, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Took a good look around the area for you. Everything's okay on the interstate systems, the Boulevard, Atlanta Highway. Looking real good. Nothing on the 31 so far this afternoon. Taylor Road and Vaughn Road are accident and delay free. Interest rates are going up. Choose from 10 different models with interest as low as 0% at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com and unlock your price. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not. A self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump. And now now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist, it's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
Not 10%, not 20%. Get up to 25% off MSRP at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville. During the summer clearance event, get up to 25% off MSRP on any new 2018 Ram 1500 pickup in stock. New 2019 Jeep Cherokee Limited. Zero money down, just $279 per month. New 2018 Jeep Compass Latitude. Zero money down, only $229 per month. Plus, we'll buy your old car for cash, even if you don't buy one from us. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we want to approve your credit. Get up to 25% off MSRP on any new 2018 Ram 1500 pickup in stock at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Qualified applicants must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock number J9017 and PJ8057. 36-month leases, 10,000 miles per year. No security deposit, zero down. First payment due at inception, plus tax, tag, title, dock, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
You know, folks in Alabama are used to politicians playing loose with the facts. But Martha Roby absolutely takes the cake. Martha goes around telling everybody she's conservative, but the facts say otherwise. Truth is, the American Conservative Union, the premier conservative group in the nation, ranks her the most liberal Republican congressman in the state of Alabama. But it doesn't end there. Martha's more liberal than any in South Carolina or North Carolina. The list goes on. She's ranked more liberal than any Republican in Maryland, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and even Oregon. Would you more liberal than that crowd? Folks, you are out there. When you hear Martha Roby call herself conservative, just remember, she's ranked more liberal than any Republican congressman in 26 states. You know, this is a time of year there's a lot of snakes moving around. You need to watch where you step.
I'm Bobby Bright, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bobby Bright for Congress.
Hard work, humility, integrity. All values I learned from growing up on a small family farm in West Alabama. I'm Judge Christy Edwards, and I want to put those values and my experience to work for you on the Court of Civil Appeals. I've practiced in the areas of family law, commercial and civil litigation, been an attorney for this court, and a tax court judge for almost a decade. I'm Christy Edwards. I believe judges should uphold the laws as they are written and appreciate the importance of ruling clearly and consistently so that the people and the businesses understand their rights and obligations. It's what I strive to do every day in cases involving some of the most complex laws on the books. I'm Christy Edwards. I'm a wife, a mother, a judge, and a conservative, and I'm asking for your vote in the Republican runoff on July 17th. The only thing I'm promising you is to be fair and to work hard for the people of this state.
Paid for by committee to elect Christy Edwards to Alabama Court of Civil Appeals, P.O. Box 4211, Montgomery, Alabama, 36103.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. Well, what about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Introducing new life-proof, slip-resistant wood-look porcelain tile from The Home Depot. Starting at just $1.99 a square foot, it's 50% more slip-resistant than ordinary tile. It's waterproof, stain-proof, scratch-resistant, and works indoors or out. Step confidently in your kitchen, bathroom, patio, or any area of your home with new life-proof, slip-resistant porcelain tile. Just $1.99 a square foot. Only at The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Selection varies by store. Slip-resistance based on tiles that meet a DCOF less than or equal to 0.42.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
The intense Alabama summertime heat will stay in place for the next few days. Today's high temperature in the middle 90s, heat index 100 to 105, plenty of sunshine, only isolated or widely separated storms around. Low tonight in the mid-70s. Tomorrow and Friday, we'll do it again with high temperatures in the middle 90s again. Triple-digit heat indices, a little better coverage on those scattered afternoon and evening storms. And then over the weekend, low to mid-90s, more scattered storms. Our weather app will keep you on top of the tropics, and plus, when you take it on the road, it'll bring you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, and warnings for that particular area. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is Bill Clinton, and I'm sitting here on JetBlue. It's kind of boring, so I'm flirting with the flight crew. I'm sitting next to my wife Hillary, and she is insane. I'm getting drunk on the plane. My wife Hillary's always fussing and a-fretting about all of the other women that I'm bedding. That's why I'm drinking 7 mini bottles of Cabernet. I'm getting drunk on a plane. Hillary's over there snoring, so a double gin I'm pouring. And her feet are really smelly when she takes her shoes off. Ask the stewardess to kiss me. Join the Mile High Club with me. Free liquor she's been supplying. Man, I really love commercial flying. I'm getting drunk up in the clouds because my wife is annoyingly loud. Hillary's a nag. She always complains. So when we fly, I get real drunk on the plane.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Goodell and Joey Clark.
And this just in.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? Shut up.
Croatia electrifies the world and beats England in the World Cup.
Wow.
And I'm, for some reason, kind of happy about that. A stunning upset. So now it's Croatia and France in the final game. The way that works out. Pretty impressive. And I want to thank Rich Thomas for keeping me on top of that situation.
It's no problem.
Thank you, Rusty Aldrich. We appreciate that. Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson have joined us in the studio. Welcome, ladies.
Hello.
You're almost just the perfect medicine for me on a day like this where the world becomes more confusing by the moment.
The world definitely sucks sometimes.
Yeah. I am not understanding a lot of what we're seeing in the news. I'm not understanding the insane behavior. I'd like to get your take, if you don't mind, on the event we saw unfold this week with the president naming Brett Kavanaugh. Today there was a story that some group is mocking him because his name is Brett.
Yeah,
my brother's name is Brett. It's kind of a normal name.
It's a rock solid name. They said it was a frat boy name. We can't have a frat boy Supreme Court justice.
That's accurate. Thinking of my brother, that's accurate. Totally accurate.
And the funny part is that, you know, these organized groups, didn't matter what the name was, they had 4 different sets of signs printed out and ready to distribute out in front of the Supreme Court building. Didn't matter. I said on the air, if Jesus came down and said, I'll go, and Trump said, okay, you've got the gig, they would have found a reason to crucify him a second time.
That's so angry. I watched some of it. They were screaming.
What are they angry about?
They don't know anything about him yet, and they were still screaming.
Well, I wish he would have just put out a list of like 4 names and then not picked off of that list. Picked like a 5th candidate and been like, surprise, guys.
Yeah.
Let me see you make signs for that.
Well, they would have attacked him for being a misleading or a liar or whatever, you know, because he didn't do what he said he was going to do, or he changed his mind at the last minute. It's so distressing. And the thing that seems to be driving this, I watched quite a few threads on through twitchy.com, which is an interesting website. And one of the people that was singled out was our own Senator Doug Jones. And the threats being made against him if he doesn't vote against this choice. And it's funny, one of the comments was, "We got out and voted for you from all different states." You know, because there were some...
From all different states?
Yeah, there was some admitted voter fraud going on in that that little election.
Say it's not so.
Oh, I can't. I cannot lie. It happened. And so they're already menacing him. And I think he knows. He can't be that stupid. He must know that if he votes against this guy, he has zero or less than zero chance of being reelected when he actually has to run against somebody, whoever that might be. Maybe Jeff Sessions coming back for his old seat.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe he wants to be a freshman senator again. I think Joey shares this view. I've never understood, and maybe you can shed some light on this, as attorneys, this idea that the Constitution and the term interpretation of the Constitution or this living document stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, we know what those guys wrote this. They were slave owning white SOBs 220 years ago. So they're it doesn't matter anyway. Why? I'm an originalist. The Constitution has a change mechanism since it was written 220 years ago. The founders, the framers, they had a pretty good vision for this whole thing. What did you think of the process? And what do you think of this judge, or do you know much about him? I mean, you're not really in that.
No, it's one of those things where, you know, you just read what's on the headlines and read, you know, a couple articles just because I think it's interesting. But no matter what he had ruled, no matter what, you know, former opinions he had written about Obamacare or it doesn't matter. People are going to hate him because Trump nominated him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Period. It wouldn't matter if he was the greatest jurist since Hugo Black. It wouldn't matter. People are going to hate him and disagree with him just because President Trump nominated him.
Trump, they would have, if he had gone back and picked Obama's guy, Merrick Garland, from a couple of years ago,
mm-hmm.
They would have hated that too, because it wouldn't have occurred to them that that was the guy that Obama picked. It's just an amazing and very disheartening process to watch that it's not just a movement, it's a spreading insanity to me.
Well, and I think it, to some extent, on it's on both sides, that both sides are so entrenched at this point that there's going to be no middle ground. But I think a lot of it is on the party who is not in power right now. I think they're, I guess, facilitating a lot of that. And, you know, it's a scary thought when you only have to have 51 votes to approve somebody. It's nice when it's on your side, but what's going to happen when Republicans aren't?
Well, wasn't it Harry Reid that was the first to use the so-called nuclear option?
On lower court judges, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm getting at is it.
And they're also saying this is not a lame duck president. Obama was a lame duck president when he nominated Merrick Garland. It was his last year.
Mm-hmm.
So Trump gets elected. He gets to name Supreme Court justices. That's what the American people
decide.
I did
see where he said he was going to be able to name at least one more. And you know Ruth Bader Ginsburg is just sitting there like,
yeah.
Damn, I should have retired. Should have retired 3 years ago.
As a matter of fact, you know who's really impressed me? And he is learning the hard way that being an honest liberal is not the way to be, is Alan Dershowitz.
Yeah.
You know, he says that, and I interviewed
him. Being an honest politician, period. I think it's pretty tough.
I interviewed him in 1992 on WLS in Chicago when he was representing Mike Tyson in that rape case in Indiana for which Tyson was convicted and served basically a slap on the wrist jail sentence. And I said, I got to be honest with you, I really don't care much for your client. And he says, I understand. He says, but the man is entitled like any other American citizen. He was just completely calm. So he has pointed out on numerous occasions where people are wrong. with the assertions they're making and the political moves that are being made. And all he's doing is saying, no, this is not true. And because some of these things, because he's being just being fair to Trump, now he's being shunned in places like Martha's Vineyard, where they have the money to insulate themselves from these kinds of decisions. And I think he's found out that, they weren't your friends to begin with. If they're turning their back on you right now because you're just trying to be honest and uphold the law, it's crazy. 3:47, Dana Dalkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson are hanging with us this afternoon, saving me. This almost was my last day. Almost was my last day on Happy Hour, but...
We're trying.
I feel rejuvenated.
Yeah, you almost went Howard Beale on us.
I do that about three times a week at
least.
That's
true.
Here's Red Top.
Hey, guys. Let's not forget that really both sides, even though we talk about Democrats and Republicans, still both sides are dead against Donald Trump. That's why so many of them are leaving office. And I feel they only cooperate with Trump because they know they have to, because he is being so successful. So there's a tons, you know, I don't think the Republicans still are any better than the Democrats. They just have to be because they've gotten their butts whipped.
It's going to be interesting to see how what you just said, and thank you for the call, how it all plays out in the election next week.
Oh, here locally.
Yeah, there's some very interesting races, and it'll be interesting to see how all that we've digested over the last couple of years plays out this coming Tuesday. It's been really an interesting run. At 3:48, before we head down to the traffic dungeon, did you want to say something?
Oh, wait, play our disclaimer, too. Don't forget the disclaimer.
Oh, please, let me get that on now before I forget.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, 3:49 is the time. Oh, we just did the most electrifying story, and I forgot to give Mr. Electric all the credit.
Oh, yes, okay.
For bringing that information to us. One of the things that they can handle any type of electric situation in your home, but this week they want to talk about the possibility and advantages to having a new service panel. If you've done a major renovation or home addition, if you've been adding more appliances and electronics, and your house is 10 to 20 years old or more, and nothing's been upgraded, it's time to rethink that. If your panel box is making any type of a crackling sound, if you are blowing fuses, not the kind I blow on the radio here, but the kind in your fuse box with greater frequency, if circuit breakers are tripping frequently, it's time to call Mr. Electric and get your panel box up to standard. Flickering lights are another one of those signs. If you're using multiple extension cords and plug-in sources, you may need more outlets. That's a safer route to go. And they do it all. At Mr. Electric, when they come to perform a service, they give you upfront pricing, and that's what you pay. And when they say, they don't say, well, we'll be out there between 1 and 5 Wednesday afternoon. No, they'll say, we'll be there at 4, and that's when they'll be there. They do everything they can to accommodate you, and they always communicate with their clients so that nobody's time is wasted. If there's any debris created from an installation, such as a new outlet or a ceiling fan or whatever you need done, Mr. Electric is there to leave you behind nothing but the great result you called for to begin with. Their number is 269-8886, 269-8886. Learn more at MrElectric.com. At last, you have your go-to electrician here in the River Region.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Hope you're having a great Wednesday afternoon. A little bit of slow traffic on the East Boulevard. That'll be in the southbound lanes between I-85 and Vaughn Road. Everything else looking pretty good. Nothing on the rest of the boulevard. And it looks like Atlanta Highway is doing pretty well. Interstate 65 and 85 are all clear. The 31s look really good. Taylor Road and Vaughn Road are all clear. Today is the day to change your life. Trenton State Community College has the training, and you have the desire. So make it happen at Trenton State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's July 11th, the greatest day ever. On the 11th of July, 1804, Vice President Aaron Burr fatally shoots his longtime political antagonist, Alexander Hamilton, in a pistol duel. Hamilton died the next day, but Aaron Burr could be heard saying until his dying day,
I won the duel. Where's my Broadway musical? I can rap.
Have a great July 11th, the greatest day ever.
Sounds like a job for AC by the Choir.
It's time for Christmas in July, and the folks at AC by the Choir have been extremely good this year. Instead of waiting until December, I'm bringing some early presents to pass on to you. Choose from a free Yeti cooler, Wi-Fi thermostat, or air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and get your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit. Plus, the Choir and Montgomery Humane Society will give the gift of forever when you purchase a new AC system. We'll pay 100% of the adoption fees. Get the details on Christmas in July at acbylaguire.com. Turn to the experts at Carrier and LaGuire and feel like it's Christmas early. Get a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner with purchase of select new carrier systems. That's acbylaguire.com. Ho, 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 on, Donner and Blitzen. Oh, I think Santa needs a stronger sunscreen. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaGuire.
She's been my support for 53 years. My better half from the moment we met. And now that it's my turn to be the better half, it's good to know there's help.
If you need help caring for someone you love, Kindred may be the answer. Kindred Services can provide you with nursing visits, medications, equipment, medical supplies, and more. If you have questions about home health, hospice, or care after a hospital stay, call Kindred and speak with a registered nurse. See how we can help. 1-866-KINDRED.
I'm lifelong Republican Rich Anderson, a candidate for our Court of Criminal Appeals. There's only one candidate in the runoff who's fought for crime victims in every appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. There's only one candidate who has any experience in appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. I'm Rich Anderson. I've kept dozens of murderers off our streets, and I've got the experience to get justice done in our Court of Criminal Appeals. Choose the right experience on July 17th. Choose Rich Anderson. Paid for by Anderson for Alabama. P.O. Box 2337, Montgomery, Alabama 36102.
This is your brain. This is your brain as it steps out the front door to go to work in 100-degree heat. This is your brain, heart, lungs, and other vital organs sitting in your car waiting for the air conditioner to blow some cold air. Any questions?
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. If you've ever thought of getting your real estate license, or if you need continuing education credits to keep your license, we have courses starting now designed for you. Live classes conducted by me with lots of participation and activity, loads of handouts, real-life examples by an active broker and salesperson will help you understand the ins and outs of the real estate business. With 40 years of experience in selling, listing, closing, and managing rental property, you will receive clear instruction of property law, pricing, property appraisals, and agency law. We will teach investment strategies, property management systems, and ways to profit from this business. Learn through great examples, in-depth materials, and an easy-to-find office in East Chase. We take credit cards, and online classes are available as well. Call Bo Goodson Real Estate School at 551-0225 or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Forevermark is a diamond brand from De Beers Group of Companies, and every Forevermark diamond comes with a promise that it is beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced. This promise is symbolized with the unique Forevermark inscription at its heart. Of all the world's diamonds, less than 1% are eligible to become a Forevermark diamond. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry proudly features Forevermark diamonds at its Montgomery location. Visit Marguerite's to light up her smile with Forevermark diamonds. Forevermark, a diamond is forever.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. Well, what about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Introducing new life-proof, slip-resistant wood-look porcelain tile from The Home Depot. Starting at just $1.99 a square foot, it's 50% more slip-resistant than ordinary tile. It's waterproof, stain-proof, scratch-resistant, and works indoors or out. Step confidently in your kitchen, bathroom, patio, or any area of your home with new life-proof, slip-resistant porcelain tile. Just $1.99 a square foot. Only at The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Selection varies by store. Slip resistance based on tiles that meet a DCOF less than or equal to 0.42.
All right, 3:57, Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson, our guests on Happy Hour. There's been a story in the news that Dana wanted to discuss for a couple of moments, so the floor is yours.
Yeah, well, whenever we walked in, Greg was just saying what a terrible week it's been, and for us, it has been. Some of you may know our firm actually represented a man who went and killed his wife and shot his children and killed one of them and then killed himself. And we just wanted to kind of put it out there just because there are things that we can say and there are things that we can't say due to attorney-client privilege. And unfortunately, that survives death. But what we can say is that there is nothing and there were no signs, and you know, I think it's common sense that nothing that we learned or nothing that we heard would have suggested that this guy would go and commit the tragic acts that he did. And you know, we've gotten actually a lot of support from the community, especially the legal community, but we've also gotten some comments, you know, how could you keep that to yourself? Here's the thing, is we're lawyers, not robots. If someone and there are exceptions to that privilege, if someone tells a lawyer I'm going to commit an act of violence, or I'm thinking about committing an act of violence.
That was
going
to be my question. You know, what are you obligated to do in a situation like that?
You're allowed to go and tell somebody.
Mm-hmm. Give a heads up.
We obviously would have. You know,